First time I heard students were taking ADHD drugs to enhance their academic performance, I must say I found the whole idea preposterous. Clearly the age of Google hasn't helped spread accurate information. The truth is that such drugs simply don't work like anabolic steroids in athletes who do obtain an edge over their competitors. They improve the ability to focus just to a certain extent and do not, pay heed, do not improve IQ points. What you know and your ability to learn more is not affected. Students hold these drugs in way higher esteem than they actually should. In my practice, I have seen many teenagers come with memorized speeches so that they would get a prescription. But I am proud to say I was never fooled and was able to dissuade many of them from taking these drugs.
It's a very hard position to be in. They come to you complaining about the insane amount of homework. They lose sleep, get stressed, you see their grades go down. I mean, it's a lot of pressure, and you want to see them succeed. Then you talk to people who mention these drugs to you as miracle pills that make the whole world make sense again. No more tantrums, no more calls from the principal, and good grades when you get the report card. It's such an unbelievable promise, and the signs of real condition are so similar to those of normal teenagers that you give it a try. Who could tell simple apathy from a real condition? I sure can't.
I know people who take them, and I don't want anything to do with them. It's obviously a shortcut, and it should not be accepted. I know competition is fierce, standardized tests are unfair, the whole system is stressful, but the ends do not justify the means. Where's the merit of passing an exam and having good marks if you owe it all to a pill? I want to make sure I get there on my own, and I strongly believe people who make use of such contrivances should be disqualified and leave the university spots to the ones who truly want to learn and make a contribution being who they are.
I have been taking Adderall for a year now, and I must say the difference is unbelievable. My grades improved, I am more focused, more alert. It's completely different from what it used to be. For the first time in my life, I don't dread going to school. My friends sometimes ask me to slip them a pill or two, mainly near the time of the exams, but I always try to explain to them that although totally worth it in my case, this focus comes at a price. My blood pressure and heart rate have increased, and I also had to start therapy to help me control the mood swings. It's not a walk in the park. No one should put their bodies through this unless it's really necessary.
There's so many things on our shoulders nowadays. It's complaints falling all over the place. The amount of homework, the poor results, the frequency of testing, the stress to make them succeed. It's overwhelming, really. And now, on top of that, we need to worry about these ADHD drugs. It must be a joke. How am I going to tell who's taking them and who's not? I'm not a psychiatrist, for goodness sake. What terrifies me, really, is that one day, right on the last day of the midterms, one of them will have a heart attack right in front of me. Or one of them will get suicidal and I won't be able to help. These medicines are serious business. And for the life of me, parents should stop putting so much pressure and share the burden a bit more.